This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1642, How to Create Heart Space and Why It's a Big Deal, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Greg Audino, and I'm here with you every single day, reading from different articles that discuss relationships and how to master them. Today's, I think you'll find, will be particularly beneficial for the relationship that you have with yourself, which, of course, is the most important one to tend to. So let's see what author Courtney Carver has to say about creating heart space as we optimize your life. How to Create Heart Space and Why It's a Big Deal, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. It is important to create space in your home and work, on your computer, and even in your mind. But when you make space in your heart, you'll discover more benefits than all of those things combined. While your bookshelves and countertops have a finite amount of space, the capacity for space in your heart is limitless. That said, if you fill it with the wrong things, it shrinks right up. When your heart is holding more pain than love, it feels small and constricted, which might make you feel scared, angry, cynical, worried, hopeless, or depressed. If your heart has been heavy lately, or you've been experiencing some of the emotions above, consider clearing out the dead weight and creating space in that lovely heart of yours. Identify pain. What makes your heart hurt? Is it an event or a pattern? Is it the result of what someone said, what you did, or something you thought? If you are going to fix this, you have to know what it is. Simplify the outside. Sometimes going in is too hard, so do the external work first. What surrounds you that brings you down? What is distracting you? Eliminate all of it. Nourish. Feed your heart in the simplest way possible, with better health. A diet full of whole foods and a good night's sleep will help your heart feel lighter. If you want your heart to take care of you, you have to take care of your heart. Speak your truth. The fear and pain that you hold in your heart can't get out because you won't say it out loud. All that holding in makes the fear scarier and gives it power that it wouldn't have without your silence. Say it to someone, and if there is no one, say it on paper, and then remember that there is always someone. Stop waiting. This quote, "For a long time it had seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life, but there was always some obstacle in the way. Something to be got through first, some unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life." End quote, by Father Alfred de Souza from one of my new favorite books, Thrive, says it all. We can't wait for everything to be right or get right before we start our lives. Stop. Busyness might mask that heavy heart, but the only way to repair that damage is to slow down, pause, and then come to a full stop and address your heartache. Give. If you want that heavy stuff to magnify and take up even more space, dwell on it. You might not be intentionally self-involved, but those negative emotions can take over. For an immediate shift, turn your focus outwards and help someone. That change in focus will melt the madness and free up massive heart space. Give up. If you've been holding on to your pain and suffering like it's your job, give up. Quit. Give it away. Release it to God, the universe, your favorite tree in the park. Scream it out or release it quietly. There is better work to be done and you need the heart space to do it. Get present. Worry lies in future thinking. Stay here and get present. The best way to do that is to notice and acknowledge this very moment. Find something lovely, even in the mess. A deep breath in and out will always bring you home. Ask for help. If your heart's too heavy, too locked up, too painful every day, ask for help. There is no shame in that. If you don't want to do this alone, or do it at all, ask someone to help you. Identify happiness. Now that you have space, what would make your heart happy? What would make your heart open wide? What would make your heart sing? Make a list, a love list. Now, make it happen. Why heart space is a big deal. If you want to love deeply and experience a truly meaningful life, you need plenty of heart space. At the risk of sounding cliché, life is too short to go through it with a jammed-up heart. You deserve a big, full, open heart. A heart full of joy, wonder, love, and gratitude. We deserve you to have a big, full heart, too, because when you do, you will discover true purpose and add light and passion to the world around you. When you let go of the pain, guilt, anger, and depression, you can begin to fill your heart with the right things, the real things, the true things. And when you do, it will open up and give you all the space you need. That's a big deal. Trade your heavy heart for a full heart. You just listened to the post titled, How to Create Heart Space and Why It's a Big Deal, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And thank you so much to Courtney for that great reminder of the value of heart space. You know, oddly enough, having a heavy heart, as she puts it, is something that's very easy to feel, right? Many of us carry around weight that we may not even recognize as cumbersome or problematic after years of conditioning. But for the most part, we do know when something's up, and we try to fix things to work around it, right? You know, we try to ignore it or we push through it. We find substitutes for the joy that that thing provides us with. But rarely do we find that any of that works quite as well as instead digging in and dissecting what's going on, whether it's an isolated feeling or event or part of a larger pattern. If we don't do this and, again, instead rely on those distractions, we meet them without full presence anyway, and the inner friction that we're experiencing only grows stronger. So if you know something's up, it's always easiest to catch and explore it sooner rather than later. Don't shrug off anything unusual in you. Do some investigating and ask yourself why, and see where it takes you. And with that, it is time to get going, everybody. Thank you, as always, for joining me today and making another episode possible. I hope you enjoyed this post as much as I did. I hope it has encouraged you to self-reflect a bit. And finally, I hope to have you back here again tomorrow, as I will be back with another post for you. That's where your optimal life awaits.